$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Quick recap from last week. We looked at the open innovation shift and the argument that proprietary R&D is no longer the best way to produce agricultural breakthroughs in every segment. The tools that defined modern plant breeding, CRISPR, AI-assisted protein prediction, genomic selection, all came out of open or publicly funded research before being commercialized. We spoke with Dr. Reza Ehsani of UC Merced on the honest gap between robotics lab performance and what actually happens in a California strawberry field. A GCO and Nutrien both closed major divestitures. Bayer launched a 3-strain biological seed treatment for corn. Biomakers closed its Series B on soil microbiome analytics, and Inari Agriculture cleared the first gene-edited corn through U.S. federal approval without triggering the full GMO regulatory pathway, a meaningful regulatory milestone. Now, this week. Welcome to another episode of Ag Tech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. The harvest window is open, and this week there's a lot to bring in. We're going to map where consolidation is actually happening in ag tech right now, because the patterns across Q2 and Q3 are telling us something specific about where institutional buyers see durable value. We'll also speak with someone who has spent years helping corporations understand what nature-positive agriculture actually demands at the farm level. And her answer is more specific than most corporate sustainability teams are ready for. On the news side, Corteva beats on both seeds and crop protection. FMC raises guidance. Tarion launches its first commercial product. Bayer and Ginkgo partner on biological crop protection. And Semios shows what a post-acquisition integration looks like when it actually goes well. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Let's take a look at what this week brings us. Corteva and FMC both move up in earnings. Tarion, the merged CIBO and Indigo AG data company, puts its first commercial product in the market. And the consolidation analysis this week maps something that's been hard to see clearly from individual deal announcements. There are segments of ag tech where consolidation is essentially complete, segments where it's actively accelerating, and segments where fragmentation is still the story. Knowing which bucket you're in matters a great deal right now. Looking at this week's analysis, it covers the consolidation map. The Q2 and Q3 2026 M&A data reveals a sector that is consolidating unevenly across its subsegments. Precision agriculture software is effectively consolidated at the top. Three or four platforms control the majority of global acreage under digital management, and new entrants are finding it extremely difficult to build independent scale. Soil testing and sensing is consolidating rapidly, driven by acquirers like Semios, which now owns both the monitoring layer and the sensor hardware, and Biome Makers, which is building toward a full-stack soil intelligence position. Biological crop protection is still highly fragmented, with over 200 active companies globally and no dominant platform. But consolidation is beginning to accelerate following the Sutera-Vesteron deal and the Bayer-Ginkgo partnership. Farm finance and insurance is bifurcating. Large agricultural lenders are absorbing smaller fintechs, while technology-native models like Tarfin and Apollo Agriculture are carving out underserved market positions. CEA is in the most advanced state of consolidation, with 32 company exits since 2022 and integrated ecosystem players absorbing the survivors. And agricultural data infrastructure, the segment Tarion is entering, is almost entirely unconsolidated, which is exactly why Flagship Pioneering spent $1.5 billion in prior funding to create a company with a credible shot at owning the neutral data layer. The harvest window for certain consolidation plays is open right now. In others, the crop isn't ready yet. What's in the news for us? Well, Corteva reported a strong Q2 beat, with seed revenue up 11% and crop protection revenue up 9% on a constant currency basis, the second consecutive quarter of outperformance. Volume gains came from soybean traits in North America, herbicides in Latin America, and fungicide penetration in Europe. The company raised its full-year EPS guidance. FMC raised its full-year revenue guidance following better-than-expected Q2 performance in Latin America and Asia-Pacific, citing new product launches in both regions and continued diamide insecticide volume growth. Syngenta Group confirmed that its H1 seed segment grew year-on-year on volume, with particularly strong performance in sunflower and vegetable seeds, offsetting the continued softness in European crop protection markets that most of the sector is navigating. Mosaic announced a CEO transition. Bruce Bodine will step down at year-end, and the board has initiated a search for his successor. The timing is linked to Mosaic's ongoing strategic review of its phosphate segment, which has faced margin compression from global supply increases. In a significant partnership, Bayer and Ginkgo Bioworks signed a precision fermentation agreement to develop next-generation biological crop protection products using Ginkgo's cell programming platform. The deal is a direct replacement for the partnership Ginkgo had with InVio Sciences, which closed in July. Bayer gains access to Ginkgo's fermentation infrastructure. Ginkgo gains a large commercial partner to validate its platform in crop protection, a category it needs to be in. Tarian launched its first commercial data product, a sustainability verification platform that connects farm-level agronomic and environmental data to corporate supply chain sustainability reporting. The initial clients are food companies with Scope 3 reduction commitments that need third-party verified farm data to demonstrate progress. This is the first tangible output of the SIBO and Indigo AgSource merger, and it's positioned in exactly the space the analysis flagged. Agricultural data infrastructure linking farms to enterprise sustainability buyers. Bosch Rexroth signed a major electrification agreement with a European agricultural OEM, undisclosed, to supply electric drive systems for a new line of battery-powered tractors targeted at the European market, where emissions regulations and fuel cost pressures are driving demand for electrified field equipment. Semios published its first integration update since acquiring Pessl Instruments in July, reporting that iMetos weather station and soil sensor data is now flowing into Semios pest and disease models across 10 countries. The integration was completed ahead of the original 8-month timeline, and growers in the combined network can now access a single dashboard covering environmental conditions, pest pressure, and intervention recommendations. In funding, Eigen raised $28 million in a Series B for its solar-powered micro-robot weeding system, a platform that deploys small autonomous robots running on solar energy rather than diesel or battery packs, targeting the row crop market with a scalable low-input operating model. Agrosphere raised $5 million in seed funding for its satellite-driven parametric crop insurance platform, which uses remote sensing data to trigger insurance payouts based on yield-impacting weather events without requiring field inspection. And BASF's Zarvio Field Manager Crop Monitoring and Agronomy platform reached 50 million hectares under management, a meaningful commercial milestone for digital crop management software. Also this week, Yara's incoming CEO Magnus Krogh Ankerstrand gave his first public interview, outlining a 3-year strategy centered on green ammonia commercialization, cost efficiency in the nitrogen business, and digital agronomy expansion through Yara Digital Farming. EFC Biosciences received EPA approval for its second biological crop protection active ingredient, a biosurfactant targeting fungal and bacterial pathogens in fruits and vegetables. And Corteva's Vylor spinoff received its SEC registration statement approval, clearing the path for a formal Q4 2026 public market debut. on Research, a study published in Nature Plants by researchers at the Max Planck Institute for Plant Breeding Research, identified a regulatory gene network in wheat that controls the trade-off between grain number per spike and individual grain weight. The finding has direct implications for yield ceiling research and precision breeding strategies aimed at pushing above the current plateau in wheat productivity. Finally, to close our news, on appointments, Indigo Ag, now operating within Tarion, appointed Dr. Anastasia Volkova as Chief Science Officer, bringing expertise in remote sensing and environmental data science. AgriForce Growing Systems named Michael Lugner as CEO, and Becker Underwood, the BASF biological seed treatment brand, named Rachel Corus as General Manager for North America. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for Commercial UAV Expo from September 1st to 3rd, 2026 in Las Vegas. Following that, Taiwan Smart Agri Week runs from September 8th to 10th in Taiwan, and the Women in Agribusiness Global Summit takes place from September 22nd to 24th in New Orleans. Then we have the Global AgroVet Research Conference from October 7th to 8th in Dubai. Finally, don't miss EMA International in November in Bologna. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology, from a consolidation analysis revealing where mergers and acquisitions are reshaping precision agriculture, soil intelligence, biological crop protection, controlled environment agriculture, and agricultural data infrastructure, to Diane Holdorf's insights on why nature-positive agriculture demands measurable farm-level data rather than corporate promises, and Corteva and FMC delivering strong earnings, Syngenta reporting resilient seed growth, Bayer and Ginkgo Bioworks forming a new biological crop protection partnership, Tarion launching its first commercial sustainability verification platform, Semios accelerating its post-acquisition integration, Bosch Rexroth advancing tractor electrification, Eigen and Agrosphere securing new funding, BASF's Zarvio reaching 50 million hectares under management, and breakthrough wheat genetics research pointing toward higher future yields. It's clear that agriculture's next chapter will be defined by companies that can connect data, sustainability, and innovation into practical solutions for growers. As consolidation gathers pace, success won't simply belong to the biggest players, but to those building the infrastructure and partnerships that agriculture will rely on for years to come. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at igrownews.com/precision.